Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You already know, you know. So today is what? Thursday. And you know how we do. But this one was a special day, noon in the afternoon. But you know, it's still 8 o'clock, the Lush Lounge, how we do. This is an early session, man. Because hopefully today we get blessed with the DMV's own 93.9 WKYS's DJ Quicksilver, the man, the Mr. Pepsi himself, the Mr. Rap City who was on yesterday, the Mr. Man of the Q&A invasion is going down hopefully today, you know, if he blesses us with his presence. But you know, this is how we do all day, every day. Lushy Lush live in the building. Okay, shout out. You know what I'm saying? I got to pay my dues and pay my respects, man. Shout out to Squares Fashion and the DMV, DMV Stand Up. You know what I'm saying? And this weekend, my people, if you're in the DMV, if you're in the D.C., Virginia area, or you're traveling in this weekend, or you just feel like taking a trip down here, today, this weekend, is going to be a memorable event. It's going to be the Black Family Reunion this weekend. It's on Saturday and Sunday on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and it's from noon to 8 p.m. Performances will be Fantasia and Tank. The Black Family Reunion is going down this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., from noon to 8 p.m., the Black Family Reunion, performances by Fantasia and Tank. It's going down, you know. It's something to pay respects to our, you know, our African Americans, talk about what we need to change, talk about the struggles and the things that we've accomplished. So it's a good opportunity. Take the kids, take the whole family. A lot of prayer going down over there, man. Check it out, the Black Family Reunion. So if you're headed down in the DMV area, you in the DMV area, it's a good thing to check out. And, yeah, for the people that don't really want to spend that much money, yeah, it's free. It's free. It's free. Get a lot of history in. Get some food in. You know what I'm saying? Get some music. It's free. They're going to have some health clinics also over there. So, you know, you can get free testing right there. So, you know, if you're kind of promiscuous and stuff, you know, go get tested. It's free. Everything is free right there on the National Mall from noon to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday is going down, the Black Family Reunion. Performances by Fantasia and Tank. So go check that out. I might even be there. You might check me out or see me there. You know, if you're interested in getting that hot new watch and trying to get on, you know what I'm saying, industry standard when it comes to the bling, you're trying to get them hot earrings or you're trying to get that Joe Vodio, a.k.a. JoJo watch, and you're trying to keep it hot and upgrade your, you know what I'm saying, your jewelry status, then you know what you got to do. You got to log on to itshot.com. Shout out to itshot.com. You know what I'm saying? They got the hottest jewelry, hip-hop jewelry, you know what I'm saying, to keep you fly. They also got engagement rings, too. And, you know, they got the infamous JoJo watch. So hit them up at itshot.com. They're the new Jacob the Jeweler. They deal with most of the people in the industry. So go cop you a JoJo watch. Upgrade it. Do what you got to do. Cop your girl an engagement ring. This is how we do. And tell them Lush sent you from Lush Radio. This is how we do all day, every day, man. And you know how we do. So let's go on to some music, man. Holla at your girl.
Bang. I'm so confident, shot city confident, everybody out here can get it in the confident. I'm so confident, shot city confident, everybody out here can get it in the confident. Confident, I can get anything that I want because I'm confident. Make it anywhere because I'm confident. I can get
wondering why they Saracens. I'm a Pippin, not Heritage.
Africans and Americans
love my music and cherish it.
All I'm making is bangers. I don't care if you airing it.
See my swag that I'm carrying. It's my music I'm marrying.
Thought that you could get rid of me. Turn around and I'm there again.
Ain't no use of me lying. Ain't no use of me trying to get a real job. Put me in the booth when we sign.
These other tiptoes,
now that city that I cruise through.
Hey, I don't do rules, I don't need nobody permission or approval.
And Louis, you, I got tunnel vision, it's just a few of you.
I skate past 8 class, homie, why me do the fool?
I use you for a poor blizzard and stuff, then I'm through with you. Embarrass you so bad that you won't even wish that you was you.
Judge.
Digging me hard. It must be obesity keeping me staying so damn large. My entourage at the bar. Crystal be flowing with no chaser. I shine and cold as a glacier. Down all the dictators. I make my way to the dance floor and I was mesmerized. By the cute faces, thick asses, for the waist, there she be moving them thighs. Stroking her ego. She knows that this pimping is legal. Doing something like Knievel. She a pro and get a low with some CeeLo. So come stick around with me. In a side CD where the train brings the beam. We was open on the final screen. I've been alive. I've seen the epitome of a true king. Something's clear to me. A virus when I enter this game, cause I believe in the leader without a reason. Just buzz in the moon, ain't a fan, and that's what I call
competition. I can get anything that I want because I'm competition.
Always do all day, every day. Confident, man. Confident. You got to be confident at all times on everything that you do, man. That's my straight anthem right there. DMV stand up. This how you do. And like, if y'all didn't hear it when I said earlier, the Black Family Reunion is going down this Saturday and Sunday on the National Mall. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right now, this weekend, on the National Mall. The Black Family Reunion is going down. Performances will be Fantasia and Tank. It's from noon to 8 p.m. Black Family Reunion is going down. And, yes, it is free. They're going to have free testing also. So all those people, you know, that really need to get tested, go get tested that day. You know what I'm saying? And got a lot of prayer. Go get your word in. I mean, it's free. Go down there and check that out. You know, we going to go to our callers.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Who that? It's Quicksilver.
Oh, man. It's your man Quicksilver live in the building. Mr. 93.9, DJ Quicksilver, Pepsi Man, a.k.a. Mr. Rap City, Q&A Invasion is in the building.
Don't forget, a.k.a. Mr. Baltimore Ravens DJ as well. Keep it moving.
What's good with you, man? How you doing today?
Hey, everything is everything. Sitting here just trying to relax a little bit. Got a long day ahead of me, so trying to get a little relaxation in.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, because you a busy man. It's hard to get in touch with you, man.
Yeah, I ain't what you think. I forgot about you. Just heavy right now, that's all. A lot going on.
I feel you, man. I seen a blog, man. You had something going down in Baltimore tonight. What's going on?
Yeah, every first Thursday, me and Ray Lewis do a party at his. He had a little restaurant / nightclub in B-More called Full Moon. So every first Thursday, me and him do a little party for all the Ravens and everybody in B-More down at his spot. So that's tonight.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all need to go check that out. You know, pop some bottles. You know what
so
I'm saying?
A lot of bottle popping, a lot of models. It goes down. If you ever party with Quicksilver, that's my motto. A whole lot of bottle popping and a whole lot of models.
Hey.
That's everywhere I'm at. Friday
that's
night,
what I'm
Tuesday,
talking
Saturday,
about.
Sunday. So we get it popping.
So I'm saying, Mr. Q&A, man. Mr. Q&A, running the DMV. What's good, man?
Hey, everything is good. Of course, you know, you can always check me out every night, 6 to 10 on 93.9 WKYS. Shout out my co-host, Angie Ange. We get it in every night. Also, as far as the club scene, of course, first Thursdays down in B-More at Full Moon, every Friday in D.C. at Ibiza, every Sunday in D.C. at the Park. Pretty much anytime there's anything hot popping, you can find Quicksilver at. You know me?
That's what I'm talking about. DMV stand up. Quicksilver is in the building. So I'm saying go ahead, man.
Now, also, make sure everybody check me out. I'm in this month's issue of the Vibe Double XL Source Complex Magazine and Dub Magazine for the National Pepsi ad. So make sure they check me out in all the magazines this month.
Yeah, what's the whole deal behind it for the cats that don't know that's tuning in? What's the deal behind the whole Pepsi thing, man? Tell them about that.
Pretty much what it is. Pepsi, look at the number, I guess the top 9 regions in America, pretty much D.C., New York, L.A., Detroit, Chicago, Miami, vice versa. But pretty much they wanted to pick whoever the biggest name was in that region to represent the brand. So when they came to the Mid-Atlantic region, we call it the DMV, but across the country they know it as the Mid-Atlantic region, which is D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Delaware. So you know, so they pretty much they needed somebody who was popular in all the states in the region, and pretty much they said Quicksilver was the biggest name in the region, so they reached out to my management, Unruly, and pretty much, I mean, everything just got solidified. Pretty much, you know, our thing is just to pump the Pepsi brand as much as possible in our regions, and of course, they do, like, you know, national tours, and Pepsi sponsor a lot of stuff like the BET Awards and Super Bowl, so anytime they sponsor something, even myself or one of the Pepsi DJs, we go out and we actually host the event or we DJ the event, so definitely keeps you busy in the country. I mean, makes you definitely a national name. You know, get a lot of recognition behind it. But at the same time, we helping to push Pepsi the brand. You know what I mean, because Pepsi's a brand name. You know, Quicksilver's a brand name, and pretty much all the other DJs that's a part of the Pepsi DJ division are pretty much, you know, what we call heavyweights in the game. You got myself, Quicksilver. You got DJ Drama. You got Clinton Sparks. You got Enough. You got Irie, who's a DJ for the Miami Heat. You got Eric Kubici, who's one of the biggest DJs in Hollywood right now. I mean, pretty much just all the big dogs, Enough down in New York. So, I mean, anybody who's hot and doing that thing in that region, Pepsi reached out to them and said, we want to sponsor you. And that's how Quicksilver got down representing for the DMV.
Yeah, man. Get that guap. For real.
I can't complain. Life is good right now.
You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. You got to get that guap. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You doing it, repping the DMV.
For
you
sure,
know what I mean? So.
Always.
So, I mean, so how long you been in the whole DJ entertainment business, man?
I've been DJing for probably about 18 years now, but I've been in radio for about 10 years. But, like, the funny thing is, like, I actually started more so in the club circuit. So, like, I enjoy radio. I love radio. But my passion is being out live in the clubs. You know, I DJ all over the country. And, like, that's my thing. I've DJed on world tours. I DJed on the Rock the Mic tour. I DJed on the Seagram's Gin tour every year. So, like, my thing is touring and, you know, being able to be in front of a crowd and really just controlling the crowd. That's my niche, I guess you could call it.
So, what was the first club you ever DJed at?
Actually, a club in Baltimore called Club Indigo. And then this was back probably back in, like, 19, I want to say 95, maybe, 94, 95. And I was so young, it was so crazy because I wasn't even old enough to get in the club. So, you know, so I mean, my pops actually dropped me off at the club, and he had to pick me up because I ain't had no license or no nothing. So it was crazy. And I mean, just imagine you being in a 21 and up club, and you seeing this 15-year-old guy coming in DJing. It was crazy.
Wow, man. Well, hold on, quick. We got a caller calling in 301-256. Where you calling from, homie?
Definitely Maryland, man. Repping the DMV. Quick,
Maryland,
what's
up, Playboy?
Man, just chilling, man. Just calling to show love, man. Just Candice, man.
I appreciate that, man. I mean, love is always love.
That's what I'm talking about.
What part of Maryland are you from?
Well, I'm actually in the Bowie area, Lord Woodmore, you know?
You're in the PG County area, I call it.
Definitely.
All right, homie. Make sure you check me out tonight on the radio, 6 o'clock on 93.9.
That's
yeah,
the business.
Yeah, tell about what's going on tonight, man.
Oh, man, we got a lot popping tonight. Of course, I don't know if you know today, Skins play in town. And also, Beyonce's birthday is today. So we don't know. I probably get Beyonce to call in my show tonight, show her some love on the air tonight. You know, so that's going to be tonight between 6 and 10 on 93.9. So we definitely got to show Beyonce some love on her birthday. That's my homie.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Happy birthday, B.
Shout out to Queen. Yeah. We call her the Queen B, for real.
Hey. Hey, you know, I get it twisted sometimes because, you know, you got Lil' Kim.
Oh, no, then you got her as the Queen B.
Hey, I guess you can. She got all that guap.
For sure.
For real. All
right.
I'm saying that's much love right there. Your name is again, sir?
My name is definitely Candice. Hey, I want y'all to check out Candice.com. That's KNDSI.com. It'll be up in about 2 weeks. I'm saying I'm definitely trying to get my man and anyone, you know what I'm saying, in the underground music scene to, you know what I'm saying, actually hop on there. So, you know, that's the business. Also, check the MySpace. I'll be hitting them bulletins like crazy.
Oh, man, this Candice, man. Candice, you know, is a promoter in D.C. also, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to check Candice out, but you know what I'm saying? I need to get you on here too, Candice, and tell them what you're talking about too, man.
Yeah, that's the business. Let me drop one more line. Black Men's Magazine Swimsuit Competition at Fur Night Club on the 20th. Ladies, it's going to be hot. Fellas, if you love beautiful women, you got to be there. Gonna
that's
be crazy.
What's up, Candice. So
love.
You know, that's much love to you. You know what I'm saying? Right back to Quick, man. So I mean, Quick.
Yes,
so
sir.
I mean,
ma'am.
What's the wildest thing you've experienced in the whole industry, man? What's the wildest thing that happened to you in the whole industry?
The wildest thing. I don't know about, like, no wild, but, like, just some of the crazy. Like I said, I've toured a lot with a lot of artists and just seeing some of the reactions of people when they see the artists. I remember, I'm going to tell you one of the, I guess, most memorable moments in my career. I was actually DJing for a Rock the Mic tour. This was back in, like, 2000-something. But I was doing an after party down in Miami, and on Rock the Mic tour was headlined by Jay-Z and 50. So I remember doing an after party down in Miami, and Jay-Z walked in the club, and, like, you know me, I try to stay a humble guy, and I always have that mindset, like, as popular as I am across the country, I always, you know, I look at, like, when I'm in my own home, people say, what up, Quick, so when they walk up to me, I kind of expect them. When I'm in a market where I've never been before, or, like, a town that I'm not from, and people walk up to me and they know me, it freaks me out because I'm like, damn, I don't even know how these people know me. And they be like, man, everybody know Quicksilver. I'm like, for real? That's crazy. So I'm DJing down in Miami at the after party, and Jay-Z walk in the club. So he comes to the DJ booth, and he was like, yo, what up, Quicksilver? Let me get the mic. And I'm like, damn, this nigga know me? That's crazy. So like, it freaked me out. I'm like, damn, Jay. Like, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Jay. So I'm like, the fact that this guy, though, I'm like, man, I'm gassed right now. So it was just crazy, man. Just for him to come up to me and call me out by name, and I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Wow.
But I've experienced it all. I've been DJing for so long now. Just, you know, the ups of DJing and the downs of DJing, where you go through the spell where they call it the drought, when you really ain't have no parties. Then you have times like now when you got too many parties, so you got to turn some away. So man,
I know it was crazy the whole summer. You was just getting lit up, yo.
Oh man, you couldn't imagine. I was working 5 nights a week in a club, 6 days a week on the radio.
Son, I'm saying, can I like, you know, get a loan or something? What's good?
Man, hit me up at quicksilverbank.org or something.
But I'm saying though, so what was the worst thing that you ever experienced in dealing in the industry?
The worst thing for me actually wasn't even being in the industry. I think it was losing my pops. Like, my dad was really got me into DJing heavy like that. And he passed when I was 18, so I was just graduating. I was just still heavy into DJing. So, like, that was like a rough little spell, because, like, when that happened, it seemed like everything started crumbling. Like, you know, between me losing him, you know, businesses slowed down real bad. I wasn't on the radio. I really wasn't on no clubs. So it's like I almost wanted to give up DJing for a minute. But luckily, you know, my manager, a guy named Sean Caesar, who's the owner of Unruly Productions, he reached out to me and just kind of kept me focused. And, like, you know what I mean? Everybody go through this, not just in DJing, in business, you know, as a whole. You know, when you own a company, you're going to have dry spells. When you're in school, you're going to have a dry spell. So, like, you got to just kind of learn to deal with the bad and just kind of make the bad work for you and just turn it around to being something positive. So, you know, luckily, you know, I stayed in the DJ. And if I didn't stay in the DJ, I wouldn't be here today talking to you, and I wouldn't be, you know, doing what I do across the country. So, I mean, you know, it's just a blessing that I stayed into it.
But you know that, do you know what that is? That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel like God is good all the time. I ain't the most religious person in the world, but I always tell people, man, you believe in him, he'll definitely get you through anything.
Hey, he might not come when you want him, but he's always
right
on time, player.
You sound like my grandmother.
Always on time, player.
Oh,
I'm telling you, for real, because you know what I mean? Seriously, like, it's not that rare that you can be a DJ and that can be your regular 9-to-5 and do something
right.
That you love and get paid for it.
That's the funny thing about it. Like, most DJs nowadays are DJs part-time, you know. They work a regular 9-to-5 during the day, and at night they're doing their gigs. But I tell everybody, you know, if you want to get to a level like a Quicksilver or like a Funk Flex or a Kid Capri, when you really, you know, doing national stuff and getting what I call national money, it's the difference between local money and national money. So when you want to get on that national side, you really have to dedicate your time to it. And, like, you have to put it, you know, put it all into it. You can't be a basketball player for, you know, part-time and expect to make it to the NBA. You can't be a football player part-time and expect to make it to the NFL. You got to kind of just sacrifice some things and sacrifice some time, because, I mean, when you really first dedicate your life to DJing or to whatever you want to do, being a doctor, lawyer, you know, for the first couple of years, you're not going to make the money. You're not going to get the recognition. You're not going to get that fame, but you just got to be patient about it. It's going to come. You know what I mean? Like I said, I've been DJing now for 18 years, but I can honestly say maybe in the last 6, I've really been successful at it. You know what I mean? You know, before then, I was grinding. You know, I was living, you know, gig to gig. If I missed a gig, I couldn't pay my you know, my bills on time. You know what I mean? But now it's to the point now, you know what I'm saying? I've done it for so long, and I've been so consistent that, you know, it's paying, you know, it's paying off now. So,
that's,
man,
what
I tell
talking.
DJs, just stay focused. You know what I mean? Don't get discouraged. So many DJs, and not just DJs, rappers, you know, they get so discouraged because, you know, you've been rapping for 5 years, and you mad because you ain't got a deal yet. You know, you know, you take a person like Jay-Z, who's been rapping for 20 years, but he's only been Jay-Z for, what, the last, you know, 10 to 12 years. I mean, it takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. And, you know, a lot of times what I tell DJs and rappers is get out of your own circle. So many people in their own circle, and they're in this bubble, and you got a bunch of yes-men around you that's gassing you. You know, they're gassing you in your basement. You make a track, and all your yes-men who want to be on the stage with you rapping with a mic in their hand, talking about, son, that's the hottest record out. Take it to radio. They're going to play it. But they don't understand it, you know. You got to go outside your circle and get feedback from everybody, not just your homeboy, your girlfriend, and your boyfriend. Because they're gonna tell you it's hot even when it's whack.
That's the truth, man. I keep telling these cats, like, you know what I'm saying? Seriously, like, you can't be, your man can't just be saying, oh, you hot or whatever. And, you know, you got producers. They're your biggest critic. And if you got to go out there and test the waters and really sit down, let a form really hear your stuff and tell them to judge. And plus, you need to know the business of this whole industry
before you
get taken up, you know what I'm saying, with no lubricant.
I tell everybody, the music business nowadays is 10% music, 90% business.
Hell.
So if you don't know the business side of it, you're going to get eaten alive. And so many, especially, I guess you can say, rappers. I mean, DJs, yes, but mostly with the rappers. Most rappers don't understand what it takes to really grind it out and make your own movement. Before you can go to radio, before you can go to a club, before you can come to a DJ like Quicksilver and tell me to play your record on the radio, when I got 1 million people listening to my show, and before you can come to a club like Ibiza on a Friday when I got 3,000 people, you know, and you say you'll put my record on, you have to have a movement behind yourself. You have to have a story behind yourself. Just because you made a record yesterday and you think it's a hit doesn't mean it's a hit record. I always ask MCs, okay, you got a record now. Now what? What's next? Do you have a business plan? You know, do you have a company established yet? Do you have a legit, you know, record label established yet? If a label calls you tomorrow and say they want to sign you, do you know what points on the publishing is? Like, you know, you have to learn all these things before you can come up to a DJ or a radio station and expect them to support your music. Because at the end of the day, okay, I support your record. I play it a million times. Now what? Do you have a single to follow that? Do you have a single to follow that one? Do you have a budget set aside for marketing and promotion? Because that's more important nowadays than anything. You can have the hottest song in the world, but if nobody knows about it and you're not marketing yourself, it's irrelevant.
Hey.
So I ask people these things, and they're like, nah, but I'm hot. I'm the hottest rapper in D.C. You know how many people come up to me a day? I get probably about 100,000 hits on my MySpace every day, and the subject it says, Quicksilver, I know you don't usually get these, but I'm the hottest rapper in D.C. I'm like, you're not the hottest rapper in D.C. If you were the hottest rapper in D.C., I would have heard of you before this. You know, rappers that's hot, you don't have to come to me and tell me you're hot. I know you're hot because you're talking about you in the streets. I'm in the streets every day. I'm in the clubs every night, so I know what people are dancing. So I'm on the radio every day, so I know what people are calling and requesting. And I always tell people that, another thing about requests. Like, I know the difference between a real request and you telling all your homeboys to call and request a song. Like, I'm not dumb. So, you know, like, they try to get over, and I'm like, these people really must think that I'm just DJ that got into this yesterday. I know when 30 people call back-to-back and say, yo, can you play that? Like, yo, that's your cousin, and that's your sister. I'm not stupid. Like, you have to create your own movement. Then you'll get real requests. When I say your movement, you got to make sure that, you know, you go out and grind on the streets. Get your mixtapes done. Pass them out for absolutely free. You're not going to make no money, you know, the first year off your mixtape. You're not going to make no money the first year off your album. But instead of you investing your money and buying a pair of fresh Nike boots or some 992s, go out and take that same money and get you some T-shirts made. You know,
that's
and just pass them out. You know what I mean? Take that same money that you're spending, you know, on your smoke and on your Black and Miles, wasting it. And go get you some CDs made, some real CDs, not a CD that you made in your computer and then in a black marker you wrote, you know, DC's number one rap on it. No, like, you really invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, no labels will take you serious. No radio station will take you serious. I'm definitely not going to take you serious because I get a billion people, and not just on the local side, on the national side as well, they had the same, you know, problems. I'm like, yo, you don't get it yet. Once you get it, you'll be fine, you know.
Hey,
That's a whole nother story.
Hey, I be beating in their head every day, yo. I be telling them, I be like, yo, y'all can't be sitting here and walking up to somebody. First thing is image. Mm-hmm. Two, some of these cats be looking really tore up. The presentation is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, really invest your money. You'll sit there and spend like $200-$300. You could get you some flyers done. You could
right.
do a CD cover. You know what I'm saying? I do marketing and promotions. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up. It's whatever. www.blogtalkradio.com/thatsradioonline or call in 347-826-7722. Talk to Quick real quick. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. You got to be consistent about it. Like I said, I commend you because you've been trying to get at me forever now. You know what I mean? And the thing that made me really want to call you and mess with you, I say she's consistent. You know what I mean? You get a bunch of people hit you one time and think because you ain't hit them back that you forgot about them. It's just that, you know, a lot of times artists and DJs and rappers, we got schedules and we got lives as well. So a lot of times if somebody don't get back to you the first time, keep hitting them. They don't get back to you the second, third time, guess what? Keep hitting. They're going to hit you back eventually because they know, okay, this guy or this girl, she's serious about it. I mean, she's serious and she's focused and she's really trying to go after what she wants. And that's how things get done.
Now, but basically the reason, you know, America, you listening to this, man, worldwide, international, DMV, you know what I'm saying? Talking to Quicksilver. The whole reason why I really wanted to interview Quicksilver is because, you know what? He is the epiphany of a hustler. You understand what I'm saying?
Man,
hustler legitimate way. You understand what I'm saying? This is a man that started from the bottom and got his way to the top. The DMV done seen Quicksilver grow, you know what I'm saying?
That.
From the bottom coming up to the top. And he repping the DMV, you know what I'm saying? So this goes to show you, also as an African-American, to show you that you can do whatever you believe in. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, as I say all the time. Support the independent movement, independent artists, independent entrepreneurs doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Lush always say, we got to support each other and stop cutting each other throats because a lot of us do that, and we need to stop doing it, man.
Undercutting each other and cutting throats and everything else you can think of. Nobody supports anybody no more because everybody's so afraid that the next person is going to get on before him. But I always tell people it's a thing called karma. If you help this person out, somebody's going to eventually help you out and vice versa. You know, there's DJs that help me get to where I'm at. That's why I'm so supportive now of younger DJs and younger people trying to get in the game because I know if it wasn't for other DJs giving me a chance, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
Hey, you
can't be afraid to give somebody a chance because you're afraid they're going to outshine you. If you're confident in yourself and you know you have real talent, you'll be fine.
That's the truth, man. But you know what? You know I was going to box you out, though, if I seen you out there in the streets, dog.
I already know.
For my interview today.
I got you, short. I ain't going to forget about you now. I mean, if I tell you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. That's the thing. That's another thing. You got to be a man or woman of your word. If you say you're going to do something, you got to get it done.
I know I was a little bit late with my little message to send to you. But you know what I'm saying? I had to make a couple of moves.
Like big shouts out to everybody who seen me yesterday on BET on Rap City. I'm going to be actually on it again, I think, next week. I got to double-check my schedule, but I'll let you know so you can post it up on your show. But, you know, I definitely have to put the Run DMVT on, so, you know what I mean? Show love to the whole region.
Seen that, homie. I seen that.
I mean, even the people up at BET was like, okay, this guy represents for the DMV for real. I said, man, it's bigger than me. You know what I mean, y'all look at me as the region, but like the region is bigger than Quicksilver, it's bigger than any rapper. You got to really represent for the whole entire region. You know what I mean, show love to everybody. So that's what I try to do best.
Hey, we got to show love to, you know what I'm saying, because you know a lot of people get like, you know what I'm saying, like just be more like Maryland when they say Maryland, just like it's be more as everything. But people don't understand that it's like you got PG County, you got DC, you VA, but it's all for real considered with, you know, DC, DMV stands for DC, Maryland, Virginia, but we still, Baltimore is Maryland, so it's all together. It's all.
I'm born and raised in B-more, so I always throw love back to B-more.
You know, it's all love, you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of good artists out here, man, and we need to support them for real, seriously. And like I said to artists that we talking about, they so hot, you got to get in your city. You can't sit here and tell me that you hot if none of the city or the streets know you. You can't rep the streets if nobody know you in the streets, you feel me?
Yeah. Get off your own high horse. Stop thinking you're the hottest guy in the world because you rap yesterday. Like, you know, it's more to it than just being the hottest person in your own block. Because everybody's the hottest person in their own block, and everybody's the hottest person in their own family. So, you know, you coming to me selling me this dream that you're the hottest person in D.C., that should not be your introduction to a label or to a person that was established on the radio that, yo, I'm the hottest person in D.C. No, you're not. Everybody's the hottest person in D.C. in their own mind. But you got to prove to me. You know what I mean? Prove to me. Show me what makes you the hottest rapper in D.C. What have you done? What have you created? What movement have you made? Who knows you besides your homeboys, your homegirls, and your family? Like, you know, what makes you the hottest guy in Baltimore? You know what I mean? Everybody's the hottest. That's everybody's opening line. Quicksilver. I'm the hottest person in BMO, in DC, in VA. No, you're not. If you were, I would already know you. I mean, I know who's hot. Like, don't try to, you know, sell me the wolf tickets. And then what happens is a lot of the people that don't get the immediate shine, they hate on the people that are getting the shine. That's because these people have been grinding. You know what I mean? Don't hate on them. Support them. And then find out what they did that you're not doing. Maybe they did something that you're not doing, and you can learn from that instead of hating on these people.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, this kind of off subject, though, quick, but I was looking at you on BET, right? And old dude was looking tall as I don't know. How tall are you, man?
Well, I'm short, man. Ain't no secret. Quick, so I'm like 5'6" or something. I don't know. I might be like 4'1". Nah,
this dude
was
standing over there.
He tall. He like 6'6", so he like an ex-basketball player or something. You know what I mean? I'm like 5'6" and proud about it. Man, I ain't trying to be tall. Short as it right now.
It's all good, player. You still cute, little homie. You still
appreciate
cute. Go
that,
ahead.
Yeah, but I got to get out of here, man. I got to make all my right, way
man.
To Pump. Definitely
it,
up. Make
man,
sure
it was mad love. It was mad love. Tell them what's going down again and where they can holler at you at again.
First, check me out every night from 6 to 10 p.m. on 93.9 WKYS. And if you're not near, I guess if you don't live in D.C., Maryland, or VA, or you're not near radio, you can still listen to me every night. You can log on to 939WKYS.com. That's 939WKYS.com. You can still check me out live on the web. Also, you can check me out in the club. Check me out on the MySpace /HotBoyQuicksilver. And anytime it's something hot in D.C., Maryland, VA, I promise you'll find me there. Definitely, I still go out to a lot of the elementary, middle, and high schools every week and talk to the kids and the youngins, just try to keep them focused and keep them out of trouble. So just holler at me. And BMO, if you're listening tonight, I'll be back home in BMO tonight. Me and Ray Lewis, we're doing it down in Fort Moon. So holler at us at Fort Moon down there on Boston Street, all right?
All right, man. Love to you, man. Mad respect, and I wish you the much success in whatever you do, man.
Appreciate that.
Mi casa, su casa, homie.
All right, Lou.
All right, later. Yeah. That was your man, Quicksilver, who was live in the building with Lushy Lush, doing it all day, every day. This how we do on Lush Radio online. You know what I mean? Y'all can always download this. If you weren't able to hear it live, download this on www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Or hit me on my MySpace at www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline, man. You know, right now, today, I feel lovely, I feel good, I feel excellent, I feel blessed. And shout out to Squares Fashion in D.C., DMV. Shout out to Cartier, my little homie. Shout out to NBB. Shout out to Barack Obama. This weekend, like I said, Black Family Reunion. Saturday and Sunday, National Mall in D.C. from noon to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Performances will be Fantasia and Tank. So it's going down this weekend. And yes, people, it is free. Shout out to itshot.com. You looking for that new hot bling? Hit it up at itshot.com. The new Jacob the Jeweler. Cop you that JoJo watch and get iced out, baby. This is how we do. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing. We had your man, Mr. DJ Quicksilver of 93.9 WKYS. You're Mr. Pepsi Man. You're Mr. Rap City. You're Mr. Q&A Invasion. Shout out to Angie Ann. Shout out to 93.9. Mad love to y'all. Check them out in Baltimore. Ray Lewis. It's going down tonight. Man, check them out. Download this blog, this comment on this. This is how we do. I'm in the building. Lushy Lush. I love y'all all day, every day. DMV, stand up. And right now, you just got officially stamped, okay? Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush. Blog of this, baby. Yeah.
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 What's that?
What it do?
Got my boy X on the beach, you feel me? And I'm in Detroit with my nigga MJ, you heard?
What it do, man?
Hey, yo, MJ.
What's up?
Man, I just got 100 grand in bottles, man. What we gonna do with these?
And it's
all these bottles and all these fans.
bottles be popping. Yeah, bottle of champagne, who I'm gon' pour it on? Handful of ones, who I'm gon' throw it on? Make it rain on the money, stay dropping. Bottles be pulling and bottles be popping.
Yeah, I'm just, one MJ Hustler.